Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Today is Thursday, April 6th, 2023. It is the very first episode of the Slackers Talk podcast in the month of April. And I got a lot to talk to y'all about, man. I mean a lot. So let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition here on the Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Man, you know, it's my favorite time of the week. New episode. I get to talk to my people. We get to chop it up. We get to get it in on a number of topics. It's a blessing, man. I just want to say thank you. Y'all know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for all my day one listeners for tuning in. Welcome back. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what to expect. I got another banger. A lot of announcements. A lot of important stuff to cover. You know what I'm saying? I got a very important message to give out today. It's something that I went through. It's something that's been going on hot this week in the women's NCAA tournament. And, you know, here on the Slack is Talk, man. You know how we do it, man. Anything in life, man. It could be sports. Anything that's going on in the world, you know, I take the positive out of it. I also talk about the negative. I talk about, you know, what we could do better. And women's basketball is on the come up. It's on the come up. Like college basketball, WNBA, they on the come up, man. They got a lot of, they always been good, but they're taking it next level. You know what I'm saying? They're taking it to the next level. And just an important, you know, message from, you know, this past week's events. As y'all know, you know, we had the women's and the men's, for that matter. You know, they both had the championship game, the Final Four and everything. And I just want to talk to y'all about a particular situation that took place. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we need to talk about. It's something that I need to be aware of. It's definitely something that exists. It's been going on for years. And, you know, we got to put a stop to this. You know what I'm saying? So even in the basketball game, like, there's a lesson to be had. And that's what we go do here on the Slackers Talk podcast. So to start it off, man, let's start off with some announcements, man. You know, happy April. I want to talk, you know, I want to tell y'all, first and foremost, happy Easter. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where we're supposed to celebrate God. You know what I'm saying? Without Him, none of this would be possible. None of us would be here. He made all this possible, and I think that's what Easter is about, you know what I'm saying, first and foremost. So let's always remember that, you know what I mean? Happy Easter. New month, so you know what it is. My Vision for Kids organization, birthday shout-outs, a new batch of birthdays. We celebrate everybody's birthday all month long here on the Slackers Talk, and on today's show, it ain't gonna be no different. First off, I want to say, you know, happy belated birthday to my sister Elaine. She celebrated her birthday yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. She's in New York. Just want to tell her I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. And happy birthday here on the Slackers Talk. We want to give a happy birthday shout out to Danielle. Her birthday is April 8th. Super proud. We watched you grow up from a little girl to an amazing woman. We want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ebony, April 15th, same exact thing, man. We watched you grow from day one, super proud. Happy birthday to Ema, April, hers is April 16th. Happy birthday to Junior, April 21st. Happy birthday to my niece, Tawana, super proud, man. We came up you know, this is another story. I get her on the podcast too, man. You know, just amazing, man. You know, doing her thing, an accountant. Anybody need financial advice, she's the person to go to. And I'm just proud, man. I knew that she was just going to be super successful from day one. I mean, always on her game, man. You know, A student all the way through. And just all around talented person. You know, I love you, Tawana. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Yuri on April 15th. Good football player. Great football player, man. Running back. You know what I'm saying? Can't wait to see you back in the game. I know you had like a little minor injury. I know you. I expect to see you back at it real soon. And last but not least, man, special shout out to April Carper, who having a, you know, birthday party this Saturday, a big 40-year-old bash. You know what I'm saying? People coming in town. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, renting hotels, houses, just doing the big celebrity status, man. You know, Hollywood, the demon's Hollywood, man. You know, I hope to get on the show to do like a, you know, a special promotional thing before the event. The event is coming up this coming Saturday. So, I mean, if you're in town, you know what I'm saying, go to her Instagram, go to her Facebook. You know, all the information is posted there. But, man, Saturday is just going to be a big turnout, man. You know what I'm saying? Do not miss it, man. You missing? You miss it, you missing out, man. You know what I mean? Believe me, when she do it, you know, her people come through, she do it big, man. You don't want to miss that, man. But once again, man, we in the month of April. And happy birthday to all my Vision for Kids members, man. We love you. We proud. And we're going to be celebrating you all month long. Now, let's get into, you know, our social media portion of the show. You know what I mean? This week, this past Monday, I kind of went with something up to date. You know what I'm saying? A quick change of pace. You know what I'm saying? It centers around the events that happened this past week. And question was, you know, was a simple one. You know, we had a lot of events that started last weekend. And basically, you know, here on the Slackers Talk, we just wanted to know which one are you proud of the most. Or which one were you looking forward to the most, I should say. And the nominees are WrestleMania. You know, if you're not familiar with WrestleMania, it's a wrestling event. It's basically like the Super Bowl of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? That's their biggest show. They do it once a year. It's either at the end of March or like the first week of April, you know, every year, and that's their biggest event. So it's all the great matches. You know what I'm saying? It's a big card. It's a two-night event. They've been doing two nights for the last 4 or 5 years now. So, you know what I mean? That's the Super Bowl of wrestling. You know what I mean? And I'm a big wrestling fan, man. Anybody know me, they'll tell you, man, I love wrestling, man. Always did. You know what I mean? I'm a super fan. Watched it was like when I was a kid, and I'm continue watching it, man. You know what I'm saying? Whenever they close by, you know what I'm saying? I go to the show. I watch it every Friday. I watch it every Monday. And it's a big fan of WWE, man. You know what I'm saying? So you got WrestleMania. You got NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, which had, you know, the Final Four and then the championship. You had the men's NCAA championship, which is also, you know, over the weekend, the Final Four and also the championship. And, you know, for all y'all pranksters out there, I'm doing April Fool's holiday, which is always, you know, the first day in April. You know what I mean? And actually, I'm mad at myself because, you know, I missed out on something. It's not that I didn't miss it, but I didn't include it. This past weekend was also opening day week of Major League Baseball. And I know I got a lot of baseball fans on here, you know, including myself. I'm a baseball fan. And I didn't include that. So I missed out on all my baseball people, man. So, like, let me be the first one. I apologize for that. I know baseball is big. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Mets fan. We off to a little slow start right now, but you know what I mean? So, you know, I wanna apologize to my baseball people, man. I didn't include that on there, but that's definitely a big event. But back to the question at hand, you got wrestling, you got NCAA, both men's and women's, and you got April Fools. Now, you know, this is a tough one for me. Now, on social media, most of y'all voted the NCAA women's tournament. That's who won on social media. That's who won on Facebook. That's who won on Instagram. And that's who won on Twitter. Now, this is going to be a different take for me, man. Normally, hands down, it's WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even the thought. You know what I'm saying? It's not even the thought. But this one, this year, I'm going to give you a different answer. My answer, I agree with the social media world on this one, man. The event that everybody was looking forward to was hands down the NCAA Women's Tournament. You know what I'm saying? Both the Final Four and the championship. And the reason for it is because, as y'all know, South Carolina was undefeated. You know what I'm saying? I think they was 36-0. I mean, they just mowing down opponents left and right. Nobody coming close. The whole year, it looks like it's them, and then it's just the rest of the field. So basically, this was one of those years where, you know, it was just a foregone conclusion that South Carolina was going to win the championship. You know what I'm saying? It was just a matter of who's going to come in second. Who is South Carolina going to beat? That was the door process going into the tournament. That has been the door process going in for the entire year. It was South Carolina and everybody else. But lo and behold, South Carolina got upset by Iowa. You know what I'm saying? Up-and-coming guard Caitlin Clark caught fire. And this girl has just been scoring 40 or more points in consecutive tournament games and just lighting the world on fire. South Carolina was defeated. On the other end, you got LSU, Angel Reese, also in the SEC with South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? They handled their business in the Final Four, and they met Iowa in the classic game. You know, many people expected to be LSU versus South Carolina. Two teams, you know, two powerhouses, two teams representing the SEC. That's what the consensus top pick was. That's what everybody thought was going to happen, including myself. But championship game, it turned out to be LSU and Iowa. And I'm a big Angel Reese fan. Big Angel Reese fan. And LSU did the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? They got 9 new players. The coach just returned back to LSU not too long ago. All these transfers. And they did that. They went on a run and they did that. And that's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, why we play the game. If you would have asked anybody, everybody would have told you South Carolina. But you play the game because you never know. Even the Almighty could be beaten. And that's what happened. LSU went on a run. They got hot. They played as a team. They came together at the right time. And they're going to get rewarded with a championship ring. And it was entertaining. It was fun at the same time. And it's not without controversy. A lot of controversy went down. And we're going to talk about that later on. That's what this episode is about. And if you've been following the game, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to get into that much later. But my answer is the NCAA Women's Championship round. Championship game, excuse me. And shout out to LSU. Shout out to Angel Reese for bringing the championship to LSU, baby. Now, phase two of our social media program, man. Earlier today, I left y'all classic movie, as I do every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like clockwork. On this one, I mean, it's no secret, man. I'm a Tupac fan. I'm also a Janet Jackson fan, man. And since I already gave you those two names, you should know the movie that I'm talking about. It's none other than Poetic Justice. Now, this movie is classic, man, not only because it got my man Tupac in it, but to me, it was the first time that I seen Janet Jackson in an acting role. When I seen this movie, I said to myself, like, oh, okay, she's not just a singer, she's multi-talented. You know, she can act too. And, you know, little did we know, well, you know, I saw it, I don't know about anybody else, but I said, yeah, she good, man. She could have another, you know, another career, you know, with this besides the music. Lo and behold, Janet Jackson, man, we're going to play on several other movies after that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we know she started on Good Times, but I believe that this was the first time to me, and I'm going to do my research, but I think that's the first time I seen her in a movie. You know what I'm saying? I know she was on Good Times, but TV shows and movies are different. You know what I'm saying? TV shows, you know, an episode is maybe 15 to 17 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Our shows back then were a half an hour. You know what I'm saying? 15 minutes tops with commercials and stuff like that. So it's kind of different when you do a movie. You know what I mean? It's slightly different. It is acting, but it's slightly different. And you know, I said she could do it all. You know what I'm saying? When I saw that, I said, okay. You know what I mean? This is a classic film overall, though, directed by John Singleton, the late, great John Singleton. And this is a great story, man. Got my girl Regina King, Joe Torre, comedian, number of classic people in it, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Classic. This movie came out in about 93, I think. 93, I would say. You know what I mean? This was Pac's second movie after Juice. So that showed his versatility. That showed his range. So, you know, there you go, man. Poetic Justice, man. If you ain't seen it, make sure you check that out, man. Classic movie, man. Poetic Justice. Starring Janet Jackson and my man, Tupac Shakur, baby. Now, let's get it in. Let's get to it, man. Let's talk about it. You know what I mean? It's a problem in the world. It's a problem that always did exist. I mean, always from day one, man. You know, it's everywhere. It's deep in the world. It's in sports. It's in our lives today. It's something that I go through, and it needs to stop, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about double standards. I'm gonna say it again. That's what we're talking about today. Double standards. And this episode was brought to you by the LSU versus Iowa game for the NCAA championship. Now, before we get into the actual subject, let me tell you about the game. Let me tell you what led to this episode that we're about to get into. Caitlin Clark, a guard for Iowa, right, who we spoke about earlier, right, great player, has the ability to be a generational talent. People calling her the female Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? She can shoot, has handle, and everything. Talented. Throughout the whole Iowa tournament, she has been trash talking other players. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with it. Men do it all the time. It's a part of the game. It should not be looked at any differently because a woman does it. It's still, at the end of the day, it's still basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's still basketball. It's still a sport. They still competing with each other. And that's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if she's a woman. It doesn't matter if the person is a man. It doesn't matter if the person is white. It doesn't matter if the person is black. They're playing a competitive sport. And trash talking is a big part of that sport. Now, if you have never went to a basketball game before, and maybe you have never played a basketball game before, and you're just a person that watches it on TV. Now, if you're that person, you know, let's say that you never played and you never went to a game. All you ever did was watch the games on TV. If that's the case, you may get fooled. You may get fooled here. Because what happens is, basketball comes on TV. You understand what I'm saying? That's where you watch it at. Okay? Basketball is a sport. And it's supposed to be PG-13. It's supposed to be something that you can sit down and watch with the entire family, you know, your kids, your grandmother, you know, it's supposed to be a family friendly event, right? So what I mean by that is the TV stations, they don't want to show you everything. They don't want you to see everything. They don't want you to hear everything. So they either blank it out or they use another camera that goes away from where, you know, the part that you know they don't want you to hear. You understand what I'm saying? So the way it works is there are several cameras that work these games, about three or four, or maybe more than that. So like say, for example, there are two players that's having an argument and they cursing at each other. The cameras are going to try their hardest not to pick that up. The cameras are going to try to, like, you know, edit out or mute whatever the, you know, person is saying, or they're going to go to another shot, you know what I'm saying, where you might not be able to get what's actually being said or what's actually going on. They're going to try their best. Sometimes they don't catch it right away and it slips through the cracks. But they try to make sure they catch everything so, you know, you won't hear that. Now, with that being said, if you just watch it on TV, you do not catch, you know, there's one camera, there's one basketball, there's one camera at a time. Meaning that camera is just going to catch what it's catching at the time. So, basically, the camera follows the basketball. Basically, so you may not see these two other guys who don't have the ball talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? If you know the game, you know, they calling each other every name under the sun. I mean, they talking about each other mother. They calling each other out of their name. I mean, you wouldn't, if you don't know, you wouldn't believe some of the things that's being said out there. It's a big part of the game. But the only way you would know that is if you actually go to a game or you actually play it. Specifically, it's better if you play it. If you play it, you know the real because you've been involved in it yourself. Right? So, everybody may not know that. There's trash talking in every game. There's not a game go by where there's nothing happening. So, if you believe that, you're lost. You know, understand what I'm saying? If you believe that there's no trash talking and none of that, it's only certain players, you're wrong. It happens every game. Every game. Not some, not only a little bit, every game. White, black, man, woman, it happens every game. Basketball, football, baseball, it happens every game. I think y'all get that point. But Caitlin Clark, you know, she does a thing. and she talks trash. Nothing wrong with that. Her favorite thing that she likes to do is the John Cena wrestling move, WrestleMania. You can't see me. She does that. Even the South Carolina game, where she was supposed to be guarding somebody, she stood 20 feet away from him and said, just wave their hand. I don't give a damn about you being out there. I'm not guarding you. All kind of stuff goes on out there, and it's a part of the game. But when she does it, she's an athlete. What a way to express your confidence. You know, she got swag. You know what I'm saying? That's the way to do it. Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But when Angel Reese does it, that's classless. This girl doesn't have no class. She should be thrown out of the game. She shouldn't be allowed to play anymore. And, oh my God, I can't believe how she's acting. This is ghetto. And you see, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't. That's a double standard. You can't do that. Now, I have to ask the question. Is it a coincidence? Is it just a coincidence that, you know, Caitlin Clark is white and, you know, it's okay for her to do it? Angel Reese is black and it's not okay for her to do that. Does that have anything to do with it? I tend to think it does. Now, I want to give a shout out to Caitlin Clark. You know, I heard a couple of interviews that she did, and I don't think the problem is her. She understood that trash talking is a part of the game. She knows she does it. She knows she understands that she lost that game, and it was her turn to get bashed. You know what I'm saying? Is you do the bashing sometimes, and sometimes you get bashed. She understood that. So I don't think it's her. I think it's some of her fans that are just, should I say, not fair to be easy about it. You know, how is it okay for, you know, one person to talk trash, but it's not okay for another? In what world, in what society is that like equal or fair to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what society is that, like, fair or even? I mean, y'all tell me. Every girl, or I should say woman on that basketball court, is a college student, right? They have to have certain grades to be able to play the game, or they wouldn't be allowed on the team. So, obviously, with that being said, you know, we're talking about sisters that have an education. We're talking about intelligent sisters that just so happen to play the game of basketball. In what world or what society is that fair? It's not. And that has to be cut out, man. You know, it's no fun when the rabbit has the gun. You know what I'm saying? If you could dish it, you should be able to take it. Bottom line. Nobody was feeling sorry for none of the girls that Caitlin Clark did it to. Am I missing something here? Nobody felt sorry for those girls. Where they at? Now, just to tell you another story, man, about double standards. It's not just a white or black thing either. It's not just about sports. It happens to anybody. It could be two white people. It could be two black people. I'm talking about double standards, period, all the way across the board. We don't discriminate here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. We keep it real. I'm talking about all the way across the board. Now, I consider myself, man, a fair person all the way around the table. You know what I'm saying? I treat people how they want to be treated. And I'm actually a person that gets along with just about almost everybody. You know what I'm saying? The only people I get into it with are those kind of people that just goes out and they look for trouble. The type of people that, you know, don't get along with anybody. Those are people that I have problems with. If you see me cursing and playing with somebody, it's because that person does that to me. If I'm talking to them about sports, it's because that person talks to me about sports. I treat everybody as an individual, and I treat people according to them, and I expect them to do the same. Now, I had a family member. You know, I'm not going to say his name because, you know, he doesn't deserve to be famous. You know what I mean? But he's the king of double standards. He's the king of it. The king of it. The ultimate king of it. He could sit there and hold a conversation with you about my family. He could hold a conversation with me about my family, about what I do and don't do, what I have and don't have, and where I, you know, how I work and my business and everything. He could talk to you about anything. Nothing is off limits. But you try to have a conversation with him about anything, and it's just a no-no. It's a double standard. Everything he do in his life is exactly like that. Exactly like that. Nothing is fair. Everything has to be in his favor. He could do this to you, but you can't do this to him. He could do everything, and you can do nothing. It's a double standard. There should be no double standards out here in the world, man. Everybody's a human being, man. White, black, young, old, everybody's a human being, man. It's very simple. If you don't want something done to you, you don't do it to nobody else. Plain and simple. If Caitlin Clark never trash talk, you know, never talks trash to anybody, and Angel Reese did that, you might have a little argument there. You may have a little bit. But even with that, it's still a sport, though. You know what I'm saying? Some people are quieter than others, but still a sport. You know? But you might have a better argument. You'll definitely have a better argument if it was that. But when this girl is the king of trash talk, and she does it the most, and she has a history of it, and it's documented, like meaning people know about it, you can't say a damn thing if somebody do it to her, man. I mean, I'm sorry, man. You're gonna be able to throw some punches, and you gotta be able to take some too, man. You know, that's how I feel about that. The second thing that I want to talk about, right? In every sport, the winner of the champion or the champion gets invited to the White House. I'm going to say this again. The winner or the champion gets invited to the White House, not the runner-up. Since when does the team that loses get invited to the White House? I mean, why was that idea brought up? Because somebody talked trash to Caitlin Clark? That was never offered before. I never heard of that situation ever being a possibility with any other teams. Why? Why? Is it because somebody talked trash to Caitlin Clark? Could that be it? Now, shout out again to Caitlin Clark, who also spoke on this and said, no, you know, we're not going. You know, we shouldn't be invited. You know, LSU earned the championship. They earned the right to go. It's their time. It's their moment. You know, she hopes to get invited for another occasion, but she, you know, don't want to accept this. And I mean, that's great. You know what I'm saying? That's great. You know, like I said, it's not her. It's not her. She gets it. She understands it. You know, I never heard any complaints from her about the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I think it's her fans. It might be the people around her, but it's not her. She has said all the right things and nothing but love and respect for that. Seriously. Straight up. And she's going to go on and do big things. You know what I'm saying? That's a definite. But back to business. Since when does the loser get invited to the White House? And why? If y'all would let this happen now, right? Just think about all the teams and all the individuals that lost that never got invited. Just think about that. Does anybody ever think before they make decisions or before they say certain things? So, from now on, I guess we're going to have the winner and loser go to the White House. And, like, there's going to be no difference between who won the championship and the loser. There's going to be no difference at all. They both get everything. Why not give the loser rings, too? Is that what we're doing? This double standard stuff and getting special treatment, it has to stop, man. It has to stop. You know what I'm saying? We all human beings. They all college students. They all athletes. They all basketball players. They all doing the same thing, man. And they get it. You know what I'm saying? Let them girls play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking because they women that it's not supposed to be like men. Because, I mean, men, like I said, the men's game, all kind of stuff going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to, like, make it different. It's all basketball, man. It's all a sport. You know what I'm saying? It's all a sport. You know what I mean? The double standardness, it has to stop. The separating, the trying to make this over here okay over here, but not good over here. All that has to stop, man. LSU, they won the game. They won the game fair and square. They were the better team. And they decided, well, you know, Angel Reese decided that she wanted to let Caitlin Clark know about it. That's all that is. That's all that happened here. She won the game. She was the better team. She was the better player that day. She wanted to let Caitlin Clark know about it. Now, the only thing left for y'all to do is to start sizing her up for a championship ring and give her a ticket to the White House. Take it from a guy like me, who's a Michael Jordan fan, that watched Jordan win 6 rings and three-peat twice. When you win a championship in any sport, that's the biggest thing ever. And Angel Reese has done that. And she's only a sophomore. So that means she has at least 2 years left. We all know when you get that championship ring, there's no double standard in that at all. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Once again, happy Easter. And I just want you to remember, everybody's treated equal here on the Slackers Talk. There is no double standard. Y'all have a good holiday. Y'all be safe out there. And we be back again next Thursday to talk some more. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.